Hey, look who's on our podcast. It's Nora Duncan, State Director of AARP Connecticut.
Nice.
How are you guys?
Good. Hey, Nora. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why are prescription drugs so expensive?
Well, where should I start? Should I start with the fact that we can have pharmaceutical companies, the brand name pharmaceutical companies, pay generic makers to stop prescription drugs from coming onto the market? That's one reason. That's called pay for delay, and the Federal Trade Commission estimates that it costs consumers and taxpayers about $3.5 billion a year in higher drug costs because there's no competition from cheaper generics.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
So we gotta start some, obviously.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Because they hold the rights to the patents or whatever it's called, trademark or whatever?
Yeah. And listen, I'm not a trademark lawyer or a patent lawyer or a lawyer of any kind, actually. But it is because they can essentially, there's two ways to keep the drugs off the market, the generic drugs. One is this pay to delay, which, just by the way, the Supreme Court says it's antitrust to do that, and the FTC has, as well as attorney generals, including ours, and from across the country, have really taken this issue up as an antitrust issue. So we'll see how that goes. But the other way that they can help keep generics off the market is by making tiny little tweaks to the formula, which gets the patent extended, and some drugs have been kept off the market for 14 plus years.
Wow.
By making tweak after tweak after tweak that doesn't really do anything except allow for that patent to be extended.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that keep cheaper drugs off the market, you know, and also we're at a place here right now, hopefully not for long, but in Connecticut, you know, we don't have a law on the books that allows for importation of drugs from Canada, for instance. Florida just passed a law, and President Trump actually has blessed it and has asked his administration to help Florida implement that. My thought is, if Florida can do it, why can't Connecticut do it?
Well, yeah, especially Florida. It's God's waiting room down there, so, you know. Yeah, that's where all the elderly go.
And it's a super conservative, business-friendly state. And while there's lots of debate in Connecticut about how business-friendly we are, Florida's doing it.
How is there such a bill in Hartford waiting for a vote or what?
Yes. So we have a bill that does a lot of good. It's House Bill 7174, and it has four major components. And one of them is to, my favorite component, in fact, is to require pharmaceutical manufacturers that engage in that pay-for-delay practice to inform the insurance commissioner of the agreement, and then the health carriers would be required to reduce the cost of the drug by 50%.
Wow.
That works.
Yeah. Well, that would really, you know, make a huge difference for people. Not even saying you can't pay for delay, but if you're going to, you're going to have to let us know and you're going to have to reduce the price. There is a component of the bill that actually would establish a drug reimportation task force to explore the possibility of importing back into the U.S. drugs that were manufactured here and then exported to be sold more cheaply in other countries. That's a little bit less than what Florida passed. I think we can do better, but, you know, I'll take that if that's what we can get. And then there's some aspects of the bill that also allow certain self-insured private employers to access the prescription benefit portion of the state employee and retiree health plan. So think of it as, you know, bulk purchasing.
All right. So if this bill passed, you think it would do a lot for seniors who are getting raked over the coals with these high-priced drugs?
Yeah, and it's not just seniors. I mean,
yeah, it's everybody. Anybody who has to take medicine. Yeah, right.
Drugs.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, think about insulin, for instance. There's been dramatic cost shifts and increases in a drug that's been around for almost 100 years. That's not research and development. Think about EpiPens.
Yes.
Right? That's not R&D.
Right.
That's escalating costs for reasons that are beyond my comprehension. But I think the answer is that we have to, at a state level, at a federal level, at a legislative level, and at a judicial level, be doing more to help bring down the cost of prescription drugs. Because if prescription drugs are not affordable, then they're not accessible.
Someone who works on an ambulance was telling me that they're going to stop carrying EpiPens, and what they're going to do is they're going to start mixing because it's a lot cheaper. So that, you know, you lose some time there when someone's having an allergic reaction.
Critical moments going on.
Now we got to mix it.
Yeah.
And then draw it.
You're not making paint over here for the wall.
Yeah.
No.
This person's laying there. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, as someone, I carry two EpiPens at all times, and I've had that EpiPen in my thigh. It's not something I would have wanted to wait around for.
That's scary.
It is really scary. So I hope what you're telling me is not going to become a common phenomenon, and that we can, you know, stop being the country that pays the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs.
There has to be something behind this, because when something like this happens, it's big money. Big money influences politics. So they obviously have the ear of, you know, some party, some people who make big decisions. Right?
Yeah, and there's quite a big group of people in Connecticut that are lobbying against this and other health care drugs, and they include pharma, they include the some of the business and industry groups, Chambers of Commerce, CBIA, they include insurance companies. And for a variety of reasons, they are opposing this. But, I mean, usually, like you said, there's money makes the world go round. And
yeah, you always follow the money, and then you find out why people are pushing certain things forward.
Yeah. You know, and drug companies have 20-year monopolies on new drugs because they hold the patent rights. But the truth is that taxpayers fund most of the beginning research on everything through the National Institutes of Health. And so we should be reaping some benefits of those investments as well.
Oh, that's funny. We pay for the investment to research and discover these drugs or invent them, and then we have to pay top dollar for it.
Yeah, and listen,
twice.
Everybody deserves to make a living. Everybody deserves to make a profit.
Yeah,
but
rich.
Yeah, we need to make sure that 40% of older Americans who worry that they have to choose between food and medicine also deserve something, don't they? And, you know, when the median income for a Medicare beneficiary in this country is $26,000 per year, but the average annual cost for widely used brand name drugs was near $7,000 a year, you start to think, am I going to have to choose between food and medicine? How do I in Connecticut pay my property tax bill?
What would you like people listening to do?
I want people listening to contact their legislators and demand that they work to reduce the price of prescription drugs in Connecticut. And actually, I'd also direct those calls and emails to the governor's office, because he's going to play a key role in this as well. So I think, you know, this isn't about just older Americans. It's about everyone. And we all deserve to be able to have health care at a price that is affordable. Because, again, you can develop all the prescription drugs in the world. If they're not affordable, then they're not accessible.
Right.
And it's not a healthcare solution that people are creating.
Absolutely.
Well, Nora, thanks for being on top of this. Nora Duncan, State Director of AARP in Connecticut. We appreciate it. We're going to link up to your site at WPLR.com if you want to get more information.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Nora.
Have a great one.
You too.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.